This is Tom Warren inviting you to study with us today 5 Gospel Minutes as we consider the qualities of the love of God. We have spent already a number of days in studying this, and we continue today by pointing out to you that the love of God is a proved love. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Now note the expression, "God commendeth his love." That means, and it well could have been translated, "God proved his love." You know, sometimes we hear men and women, boys and girls, talk about loving other people, but it's nothing but words. They love in word only, they do not love in deed. But that isn't the kind of love that God has for us. God proved his love for us. In that what? How did he prove his love? In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Paul points out that some might be willing to die for a good man. Perhaps a mother or father would die for their children. Perhaps a husband would die for his wife. A wife would die for her husband. Perhaps you might even die for a friend if he's a good person. But who would want to die for a wicked person? Which of us during World War II would have been willing to die for Adolf Hitler, the man who was destroying millions of Jews, trying to exterminate an entire nation? How many of us would have been willing to die for Joseph Stalin? Of course, none of us would have been willing to do so. But God is willing to die for every one of us, and do so while we were yet sinners. For Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for us when we did not deserve it. He did it because of his love for us. Further, we find the love of God is impartial. You know, sometimes we find people who love certain people, but they won't love other people. They will not love those who seemingly have nothing lovable about them. But the Bible teaches that the love of God is impartial. The Apostle Peter indicated in Acts chapter 10, verse 34, these words, "I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is acceptable unto him." Now the expression, "I perceive that God is no respecter of persons," actually could have been translated, "God is not a face looker." God is not a lover merely of the American people. He isn't a lover merely of white people. He isn't a lover merely of brown people. He's a lover of all people. He isn't a lover merely of the rich. He isn't a lover merely of those who are well educated. He isn't a lover only of education, how people have been educated in universities. He is a lover of every person. That ought to be a great comfort to every one of us. For it means that no matter what we've done, from where we've come, no matter how poor we may be, no matter how illy educated we are, God loves us. God is not a face looker. He doesn't look on the face. He looks on the heart. So the love of God is not only a proved love, it is an impartial love. Further, we find that the love of God is powerful. The love of God has the power to change our hearts. You see, a man, at all he thinks about is drinking, getting drunk, and being involved in immorality. What can really change the heart of that man to where he's a good man? He has to come to understand that God loves him. And that can change his heart. Doesn't always do so, but it can do so. To change his heart to a man who loves not only God, but who loves his fellow man as well. Notice in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, "We love because he first loved us." You know, the love of man for God is a response to the love that God has for him. And then as a person comes to love God, he comes to love other people. He loves people even who disagree with him. He loves people who hate him. The Apostle Paul, you remember in Romans chapter 12, said that we're to love those who hate us. We're to do good even to our enemies. If thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him to drink. That's the thing that the love of God will do for us. And so the love of God is powerful. The love of God is impartial, and the love of God has been proved by the fact that he gave Jesus Christ to die for